You all right, buddy?
Gil looked up and up into deep blue eyes. Eyes he had never forgotten. To this day, they haunted his dreams. Dreams he usually woke up from with a raging hard-on. Gil opened his mouth to answer, but nothing came out. Rip smacked him hard on the back.
Are you sure you're okay?
Gil nodded.
Did you find your name card yet?
Rip asked, flashing him a bright white smile. Gil shook his head. Rip moved closer, almost hip to hip with Gil, to study the table of white folded cardstock. Gil fought the urge to lean in and nuzzle the larger man's neck, inhaling his manly scent, roll around in it like a dog. Hell, he'd probably end up sporting a black eye if he tried. Even so, Rip's large hands, his long fingers, fascinated Gil as he reached out to snag a card off the table.
Here you are.
He lifted Gil's hand, cupping it from the bottom. Gil could feel the rough, calloused palm against his knuckles. A thrill ran down his spine as Rip tucked the tinted name card into his curled fingers. Rip remembered his name? He must have, if he had picked Gil's name out from the place settings. Gil quickly glanced down at his own chest. Crap. He'd probably read his "Hello, my name is" sticker. Rip's deep voice broke into his thoughts.
I've dreamed of you, Gilbert.
Gil looked up at him in shock. What?
I said, I remember you, Gilbert. Don't look so surprised.
Gil. Rip lifted one brow.
Again?
He goes by Gil now. Katie butted in. I'm Katie. She held out her hand. Instead of shaking it, Rip lifted it and brushed his lips over her knuckles. Oh, a gentleman, huh? Hard to find these days.
Hardly.
Rip laughed, then pinned Gil with a stare.
Is she your girl?
Gil's gaze flicked to Katie, who stood entranced, staring at Rip. He knew the feeling. Rip had a strong, square jaw, currently covered in a super short beard since it wasn't game season. He sported shoulder-length, dirty blonde hair with sun-kissed highlights due to the time he spent outdoors. His long legs were encased in black jeans, which sinfully hugged the muscles they covered. He had on a tight black t-shirt under an equally black but very worn leather jacket. A biker jacket, not a designer jacket. Heavy leather with rivets, sporting buckles and zippers. He looked bad. So bad, he looked good. Even so, Gil couldn't help thinking it was way too warm out for a leather jacket. Where are you sitting? Katie piped in, tearing Rip's attention away from Gil and onto her. Damn. Rip had always liked the ladies, and it seemed to be no different now. Gil quickly scanned the table and found Rip's name card. Table 15. He looked at his own. Table 13. Hell, unlucky 13. He couldn't be lucky enough to be sitting with the NFL star. He was sure whoever organized the reunion had Rip sitting with the popular crowd, or at least the former jocks from high school.
With you guys.
Rip plucked his place card off the table.
Have a pen?
What the hell? Was Rip going to be hitting on Katie all night? Gil didn't know if he could sit there and watch that.
Don't you wear a pocket protector anymore?
Rip asked him, running a finger over his shirt pocket. Gil's nipples hardened instantly, and he bit back a gasp. No, Gil stuttered. Katie had forbidden them, even at work. Here, I have one. Katie handed Rip a pin she extracted from her purse. Rip gave her a smile and thanks, and used the pin to scribble out the 13 on Gil's name card. He replaced it with the number 15. He handed the pen back to Katie and the name card back to Gil, the pads of his fingers lingering on Gil's palm. Gil fisted his hand, still feeling the tingling sensation left behind. He had to get a grip. Rip was a football player, a man's man. Too bad he wasn't Gil's man.